With that, we're joined on Crimson Cover now by former Alabama offensive lineman Barrett Jones, a new member of the St. Louis Rams. Barrett, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Glad to have you on, as always, Barrett. We had you on, I guess, maybe 5-6 weeks before the draft, and we talked a little bit about your preparation for it, your interviews with various NFL clubs and whatnot. A week removed from the draft now, you're a fourth-round pick with the St. Louis Rams. I'm curious, what kind of walk us through what the last 7 days have been for you since you got drafted, not only your emotions of it, but actually what the Rams have had you do.
Well, certainly, you know, it's the draft process is kind of frustrating. You know, it's nerve-wracking. It's really the opposite of recruiting. You know, you have no control over it, and you just kind of have to sit back and wait. So when I finally got drafted by the Rams, I was so excited just for it to finally be over and to have a team and to be able to start working hard for an organization. And so I really haven't done a whole lot the past week, to be honest. We start this coming week, and so I'll be there, get there on Wednesday, and start working. So that's really all there is to it, and I'm excited. I can't wait to get down to St. Louis and start learning about the city and kind of, you know, experience the new things and new challenges, and it should be great.
You ever been to St. Louis before?
I've been there a few times, but, you know, never for an extended period of time. So, you know, it should be fun to get to see some of the places that it has to offer.
It's a great town, great barbecue town.
Great barbecue.
I'm from Memphis, so
if you're from Memphis, yeah,
nothing's really a great barbecue town to me except for Memphis.
There you go. Are you a Rendezvous guy or a Corky's guy or what?
I'm a Corky's guy. I like Rendezvous too. I mean, I like them all. But,
Sticky fingers.
You know, people, they always talk about, you know, Tuscaloosa. They do it too. You know, they have good barbecue. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I'll just say there's no place like Memphis barbecue.
Great. Now, you're a big Grizzlies guy, by the way. Tell us a little bit about the Grizzlies postseason. I know you got to be excited about that.
Oh, I am. I was at the game last night, and it was awesome. It was rocking, and the FedEx Forum is a great place to watch a basketball game. And it was just a really fun time last night. And, hey, we're made to the second round. We're playing the Thunder, and, you know, with Russell Westbrook out, you know, anything can happen. So I really believe in the Grizzlies, and I think they can make it to the finals. And really, they actually had to provide kind of a bad matchup for the Heat, so we'll see. But I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. We're going to beat the Thunder first, so I'm a huge Grizz fan. I'm real plugged into that, and you know, just excited to be moving on the second round.
What's with those plain Jane uniforms, though? I know as an Alabama guy, you'll probably say, "Hey, there's nothing wrong with a plain uniform." But I was watching a little bit about that game last night. I thought that's about the plainest looking NBA uniform I've ever seen.
I love it. That's who we are as a city, as a team. We're blue, you know, we're kind of blue collar. And so that's just kind of the team we are. I mean, we don't have really the most talented team out there, but we have a bunch of hard workers, and we have a team that plays as a team. So that's why I love watching the Grizzlies. You know, Zach Randolph kind of exemplifies, you know, what our city is. If you watched the game last night, he actually ended up getting tossed out because it was such a physical game, and we play such a physical brand of basketball. It's fun to watch.
No doubt. Barrett, getting back to football now and your pro career, I know a lot of the questions about you before the draft were, what position might this guy play at the professional level? Now that you've got a club that you can call home, have the Rams told you anything about where they project you position-wise up front?
Not really. You know, I haven't been up there yet, so we haven't gotten into that. But I assume somewhere in the middle three, but I'm not sure yet, and I'm just, you know, wherever I can help the team, that's the biggest thing, and that's kind of always been my theory. And so I can't wait to get there and kind of check out the situation. And if I can help the team more at a certain position, then that's the one I'll play.
What have you done? I'm sure that after you got picked by the Rams, you probably did a little bit of research on the Rams. If I know you, if you didn't, then I guess I don't know you as well as I thought I did. But what do you know about the Rams and not only their depth up front, but also just the entire offense?
Well, the first thing I know about the Rams is they're heading in the right direction. You know, and they really had a pretty good year last year, coming off a bad year 2 years ago. Everyone that I've talked to loves Jeff Fisher, so I'm really excited to play for him. I think, you know, the offense is really getting a lot better, especially through the draft this year. We're getting two really good receivers, and so just, you know, I'm pumped about the Rams. I can't wait. And there's center named Scott Wells, who played at Tennessee there, who's, I think, probably a good veteran guy for me to kind of be mentored under. And so there's a lot of good players there. And it's kind of reminds me of the SEC West, because we play in the NFC West, which is the toughest division in NFL right now, with the Seahawks and the 49ers. So it's going to be tough, but it's going to be awesome. And just looking forward to getting there and meeting Coach Fisher and meeting all the rest of the coaches and starting to get to work.
Baird, you've probably been asked this about 1,000 times, and I know it was about a play call, but going back to the championship game, you and AJ have a very special relationship. But I got to tell you, man, I about crapped my pants when you shoved him with, like, what was it, 1 minute left? 1 minute left?
No, it was like 7 minutes left or something.
But the game was completely over.
Yeah, I mean, it was not that big of a deal. You know, that kind of stuff happens to football all the time. Me and AJ are good buds, and, you know, just you saw that a minute later we were hugging. So
Pushgate, didn't you call it Pushgate at one point?
I didn't call it that.
Somebody did.
I saw that, and I've seen all kind of names for it, Pushgate and the push heard around the world. So it was not that big of a deal. I think if the score had been closer, that wouldn't have been that big of a deal, but they just need something to talk about. So it was fine, and people ask me all the time, you know, like, are you and AJ okay? I'm like, yeah, we're fine. It's no big deal at all.
The bromance.
Barrett, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about young Walker coming into the program. There have been two Jones brothers in the program for a long time, and there's going to continue to be two Jones brothers in the program. You going out, though, Walker coming in.
That's right. I'm really excited about Walker coming in. And I think he's going to do some great things. He's going to start out in defense, I think, which will be a change, playing for Coach Smart. So we'll see how that goes for him. And I think he's probably the best athlete of us three, and so I think he'll definitely have a great chance to have some success. He's really athletic, really strong and physical and stuff. Looking forward to him having a great career, and can't wait to come up to a game as a spectator and actually watch the two of them. You know, it's been the last game I went to as a spectator was, I think, LSU in 2007. So it's been a while, and I'm looking forward to, on my bye week, getting up here and watching a game.
Now, you wouldn't tell Walker he's the best athlete of the three of y'all, would you?
Absolutely not. Right. I mean, he might be, you know, have the best measurables, but, you know, there's more to athleticism than that. Just know, Chase, that neither one of my brothers have ever beaten me in a game of one-on-one basketball, ever.
Very competitive.
And never will, because I probably won't ever play him again, because now they're getting kind of big.
Nothing wrong with retiring undefeated, man.
That's exactly right. That's probably what I'll do.
That's great. Hey, Barrett, thanks for joining us here on Crimson Cover. Great stuff, as always. We look forward to following your rookie year with the Rams.
All right. Thanks, Chase. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye, Barrett Jones with the St. Louis Rams joining us here on Crimson Cover. You can do the same on the other side of the break, although we're going to be talking to Andrew Bone with the weekly recruiting flash next segment. So if you got a question, if you want to give us a call, next segment needs to be recruiting related. Andrew Bone will answer it for you live on the air. This is Crimson Cover on 99.1 WDGM.